which is not something I typically do, but I've had a song by Death Cab for Cutie stuck in my head for the past several days, and it has just beautiful poetic lyrics. It's called Someday You Will Be Loved. So I'm going to start off with that, and then the whole show will be focused on songs that I think have really meaningful or interesting lyrics. So like I said, this is Someday You'll Be Loved by Death Cab for Cutie.
I once knew a girl in the years of my youth, with eyes like the summer, all beauty and truth. But in the morning I fled, left a note and it read, someday you will be loved.
So that was Death Cab for Cutie. They always have some really cool metaphors and really cool lines in their lyrics. My favorite one from that song is, I cannot pretend that I felt any regret because each broken heart will eventually mend. And as the blood runs red down the needle and thread, someday you will be loved. So that was a very poetic song. Up next, I have a Radiohead song, as I always play a Radiohead song for every show. They are my favorite band. This one's called Morning Bell. It's about divorce, which I think is an interesting topic, and it's kind of ambiguous. It sounds like it's kind of a abusive relationship with a bump on the head. You can keep the furniture, release me, etc. And the most interesting line, I think, is cut the kids in half. So this song is a slightly personal, not too personal, but I just thought it was a very interesting song. So this is off of Kid A, and again, it's called Morning Bell.
Thank you.
So that was Morning Bell by Radiohead, and that had a pretty depressing vibe to it. And the next one also has a pretty depressing vibe to it, but it doesn't sound like that. It has a very upbeat guitar and drums. It's called The Rake Song by the Decemberists. When they play it live, actually, they have almost the entire band playing the drums in sync, and it's really cool. So this is part of a concept album called Hazards of Love by the Decemberists, and this song kind of signifies the act two of that album. So it's about a man who has a lot of children with his wife, but he pretty much only wanted her for pleasure reasons. So when his wife dies in childbirth, he gets really upset and doesn't want to deal with his kids, so he kills all of his kids. And then later in the album, the ghosts of the kids actually come back to haunt him. So it's a really interesting song, despite the tragedy that it is about. It's called The Rake Song once again. This is the Decemberists. So that was The Rake Song by the Decemberists. Kind of a creepy song, but I think it's very well done. Very clever lyrics. Colin Molloy is the lead singer and the writer for the Decemberists, and he is quite the writer. You usually have to listen to his songs with a dictionary next to you to get the full understanding. And up next, I have Heart Songs by Weezer, which this one I didn't really understand until my dad kind of pointed out to me what it was about. It's basically the band goes back and identifies all of their influences throughout the song. So they talk about Gordon Lightfoot, Cat Stevens, Joan Baez, Eddie Rabbit, etc. And then during the bridge, they talk about Nirvana's Nevermind album, which was really the turning point in their musical career. So they identify that album by the album with a naked baby on it. So Nirvana was a huge influence for them, and this whole song is just very clever, very, very well written, and it's a good song too. So enjoy Heart Songs by Weezer.
Gordon Lightfoot sang a song about a boat that sank in the lake at the break of the morning. A cat named Stevens found a faith he could believe in. And Joan Baez, I never listened to too much jazz, but hippie songs could be heard in our pad. Eddie Rabbit sang about how much he loved a rainy night. Abba Devo, Benatar were there the day John Lennon died. Mr. Springsteen said he had a hungry heart. Grover Washington was happy on the day he topped the chart. These are the songs. These are.
That was off of Weezer's Red album, one of my favorite albums by Weezer. Their first album was called The Blue Album, and the lead singer actually dropped out of MIT in order to make that album, like they were speaking about the first record that they made. So up next, I have my cover segment that I do every week, where I take two songs, one of them being an original and one of them being a cover that is done in a very different style, and I play them back to back, and my listeners can see which one they like better. So today I have Love Vigilantes by New Order and then by Iron and Wine. And the lyrics to this song are also very interesting. It's about a man at war in Vietnam, and he really wants to come home and he really wants to see his family. So when he arrives home, there's a plot twist and a surprise in the song that I guess you will have to find out. So the original is very 80s sounding with more instruments, and the cover by Iron and Wine really emphasizes the lyrics more because there's less going on and it's more acoustic. So I really love the Iron and Wine version, and I did not know it was a cover until more recently. So we'll start with the New Order one, and then it'll go straight into Iron and Wine. So this is Love, Vigilantes.
I've been so alone, you see. I'm a war that must be won in the name of truth. With our soldiers so brave, your freedom we will save. With our rifles and grenades and some help from God. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so alone, you see. You just can't believe the joy I did receive when I finally got my leave and I was going home. Oh, I flew sky and my convictions could not lie. For my country I would die, and I will see it soon. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so long, you see. With tears her eyes did soar, I did not know why. Then I looked into her hand and I saw the telegram. Said that I was a brave, brave man, but that I was dead. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so long, you see. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so long, you see.
So when I first heard that song, my interpretation was that it was kind of supernatural, and that the spirit of the man who died in war was coming home on the plane, and he came home and saw that he was actually dead. But I'm here with Aiden, who has a show from 3 to 4 on Mondays, and he kind of had a different interpretation of it, which I think is very interesting, and I never thought of it before. So what did you think of that song?
Oh, well, I kind of thought that maybe he was coming back still alive, but the word had gotten to his wife that he was presumed dead, or maybe was even confirmed dead mistakenly, and then his wife had killed herself, and she was on the floor with the telegram in her hand, and then he comes in and sees her dead on the floor.
I kind of like that interpretation better. I think it makes a little bit more sense than what I was thinking. But yeah, so that was Love Vigilantes by New Order and Iron and Wine, and now I have a PSA from Aiden. Would you like to read one?
Sure. So this PSA is called Save the Children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
All right, thank you, Aiden. Again, he has a show from 3 to 4 on Monday. He plays a lot of soul stuff. It's super fun. You should definitely tune into that. And now we have FAST. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. So up next, we're about halfway through the show. I have The New Year, another Death Cab for Cutie song. And this is the song that really made me realize how interesting and intricate their lyrics are and how poetic Ben Gibbard, the writer, is. So my favorite line is, "I wish the world was flat like the old days so we could travel just by folding a map." And I've mentioned this before as well. He's just very metaphorical, and it's a really great song as well. So this is The New Year, which is coming up in a couple months by Death Cab for Cutie. So now I have another story song by Ben Folds Five. It's called Brick. This is one of his more popular songs, more well known. It also has the very cool piano part in it as well, to kind of reference back to last week's show where I focused on piano. And also, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. My name is Sasha. This is Spinning Plates, and I'm doing a show entirely based upon the lyrical content of songs. So this is called, again, Brick by Ben Folds. It's very subtly about abortion. He never explicitly states this, but through the lyrics you can kind of infer, especially the lyric, "It's not me you're dying for." So it's a pretty sad song. It's pretty heavy, just like its title, Brick. But it is very touching and an interesting song to listen to the lyrics to.
Six AM, day after Christmas, I throw some clothes on in the dark. The smell of cold, car seat is freezing, the world is sleeping, I am stairs to her apartment. She is balled up on the couch. Mom and Dad went down to Charlotte. They're not home to find us out. And we drive. Now that I've found someone, I'm feeling
and I'm heading
That was Brick by Ben Folds Five, a very intense, very heavy song. Very sad if you listen to the story that he tells. And up next, we have a song that's kind of similar to this theme of unwanted children, unfortunately. It's called Running This Family by Denzel, a very independent artist who only wrote one album and then disappeared. I've played a couple of his songs before. This is a very common story about an accidental child, a man and the woman have, and it's kind of about the emotional struggles that come with it, and that come with an accidental obligation to a family. So this whole album is really good. It has a very upbeat tone, so that's kind of interesting, and he just tells a very interesting story throughout the song of how he deals with the situation that he's put into. So again, Running This Family by Denzel.
Your pants off in the back of the Corsair, and you looked at me like your father was there, and shrugged your shoulders when you'd had enough. You said you'd done this before, but I can tell a bluff when it's there. Now you're shouting me up the stairs, and your father's too old.
So that's another song that really hits home with its lyrics. It's happy about the fact that he has a daughter, but it's also, you can see that he never really wanted to be a dad, and yet he loves his daughter more than anything. So that kind of has a happier spin than the rest of the show. So this next song, I'll bring in some nice humor into the show. It's Pedestrian at Best by Courtney Barnett. She is a very funny writer, and she's also Australian, which just adds to the comedy with her accent somehow. And this song is basically about how she, as a musician, does not want to be held above anybody else or kind of set expectations for, because she says that she'll basically just let you down. So she just wants to be let do her own thing. And again, this is a more upbeat rockin' song, and it is hilarious. So definitely listen to the lyrics for this one, Pedestrian at Best. So that was Courtney Barnett. She is very funny and Australian. And one of my favorite insults is in that song that she says, I think you're a joke, but I don't find you very funny. I think that's hilarious. Very good. And next we have a Mumford & Sons song called Roll Away Your Stone. And I find this song very interesting because I studied Macbeth in my senior year of high school. And this song is kind of similar to that. And it actually has some quotes from Shakespeare's Macbeth, which is kind of about greed and how greed is bad and will affect you negatively. So some of the lines in this song that mimic Macbeth are, stars hide your fires, these here are my desires, and your stake stuck in the ground. So these are all alluding to Shakespeare's Macbeth. And it's off of their first album, I believe, which was a very good album, much better than their most recent album because they kind of went away from their folksy vibe and now they're kind of doing some pop rock. So I definitely prefer the early Mumford & Sons. So this is Roll Away Your Stone, and keep your ears open for some Macbeth references.
Roll away your stone, I'll roll away mine. Together we can see what we will find. Don't leave me alone at this time, for I'm afraid of what I will discover inside. That I would find a home within the fragile substance of my soul, and I have filled this void with things unreal, and all the while my character it steals. That's exactly how this grace thing works. It's not the long walk home that will change this heart, but the welcome I receive with the restart. far this time. You have neither reason nor rhyme with which to take this home that is so rightfully mine.
I think that is a beautiful song, Roll Away Your Stones by Mumford & Sons. They have so many great songs, and I just think it's so interesting how they reference a Shakespeare play in that particular one. So to end the show, I'm going to play an Avett Brothers song. I have not played them on my show yet, but they are a very folksy band. This one song by them is my favorite. It's really, really interesting. It's called The Ballad of Love and Hate, and it's a story between a couple, love and hate. And love is very pure and innocent, and she has a very good heart, and hate has not so good of a heart, and he kind of doesn't respect her as much as he should. And it's kind of, it tells a story of how the two emotions and or people are so different, yet they are still one, they're still together, and they kind of make their way over their differences. And there's a very touching realization of hate at the end, where he realizes how much he loves love and how he wants to be with her and how he'll kind of change his ways for her. So this is a beautiful song. I highly recommend you try and follow the story that it tells. And once again, this is The Ballad of Love and Hate by the Avett Brothers. And this has been Spinning Plates. I've been Sasha Neef. And we'll see you next week at 6 o'clock.
Love writes a letter and sends it to hate. My vacation's ending, I'm coming home late. The weather was fine and the ocean was great, and I can't wait to see you again. Hate reads the letter and throws it away. No one here cares if you go or you stay. I barely even noticed that you were away. I'll see you or I won't, whatever. Love sings a song as she sails through the sky. The water looks bluer through her pretty eyes, and everyone knows it whenever she flies, and also when she comes down. Hate keeps his head up and walks through the street. Every stranger and drifter he greets and shakes hands with every loner he meets with a serious look on his face. Love arrives safely with suitcase in tow, carrying with her the good things we know. A reason to live and a reason to grow, to trust, to hold, to care. Hate sits alone on the hood of his car, without much regard to the moon or the stars, lazily killing the last of a jar of the strongest stuff you can drink. Love takes a taxi, a young man drives. As soon as he sees her, hope fills his eyes. But tears follow after at the end of the ride, 'cause he might never see her again. hate gets home lucky to still be alive. He screams o'er the sidewalk and into the drive. The clock in the kitchen says 2:55, and the clock in the kitchen is slow. Love has been waiting, patient and kind, just wanting a phone call or some kind of sign. At the one that she cares for, who's out of his mind, will make it back safe to her arms. Hate stumbles forward and leans in the door. Weary head hung down, eyes to the floor. He says, love, I'm sorry. And she says, what for? I'm yours, and that's it, whatever. I should not have been gone for so long. I'm yours, and that's it, forever. You're mine, and that's it, forever.